I've always been fascinated by some of the old opera houses in small towns across America. Those buildings often have quite a story, and that is certainly the case for one in the town of What Cheer, Iowa. Not only is it an impressive building, but it has a couple of unique claims to fame to boot. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the town of What Cheer, Iowa, you'll find an impressive three-story building on the town's main thoroughfare.
The Opera House was built in 1893 by the Masons.
Tony Hull says the Masons held meetings on the third floor, while the rest of the building was a grand opera house.
And in those early years, Guy Lombardo and John Philip Sousa, Kitty Wells, Hank Williams Jr., Porter Wagner, they had some big names.
If you step inside, there are a couple of features you'll be hard-pressed to find anywhere else.
Second floor is a balcony, and we have this gorgeous horseshoe railing, and I believe it is the only working opera house west of the Mississippi that has this type of balcony.
And another interesting feature is a door behind the stage.
One of the back doors, it's in the Guinness World Book of Records. It's the tallest, skinniest door. When traveling shows would come, they'd bring in these big backdrops, and they'd just carry them in through that back door, nail them into the floor, have their shows, and then back out the door they'd go.
In the 1960s, the Masons disbanded, and the building was to be razed.
So there was a wrecking ball outside ready to level the building. And there was a gentleman in town, his name was Lee Coulon. He paid $500 for the building. So save the building, and that's the most important thing.
And this town has done just that, working hard to restore the Grand Opera House. They host several events every year, and you can stop by for one of those shows or call ahead for a tour of a true gem that has been brought back to life here. Traveling the countryside in What Cheer, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.